Conclusion. This guideline is a general guide for conducting pharmacoeconomic evaluation in healthcare. Hopefully, the policymakers, both at the central and regional levels, can apply pharmacoeconomic evaluation in decision-making, especially within the framework of health financing policy. This application is part of the strategy in exercising quality control and cost control in selecting effective and efficient drugs. Although this guideline still focuses lightly on medicine topics, the scope of pharmacoeconomic evaluation is actually much broader. In the future, it is expected that more pharmacoeconomic studies will cover various other types of health interventions, such as medical procedures, medical devices, and public health programs. Thus, pharmacoeconomics plays an increasing role in building a more efficient, effective, and sustainable health system. Finally, this guideline needs to be continuously developed and refined in accordance with developments in science and technology. We express our gratitude for the contributions of all pharmacoeconomic experts and practitioners involved in the preparation of this guideline. We hope this guideline can provide useful knowledge and information in conducting pharmacoeconomic evaluations in health services.